How about this? How about a Big Lebowski kind of a spinoff deal? They're thinking about doing this. Well,
I'm suspicious.
Well, but it's John Turturro, okay?
Okay.
Now, he had a part in the movie. Of course, it's the Coen brothers who did the movie, and he's kind of put together this outline, and he's given it to Joel and Ethan, and hopefully they'll give it their blessing, and then he wants to go produce it. So we'll see. 1998, classic, starring Jeff Bridges and John Goodman. Just a great movie. And, of course, there were... Somebody's got a bobblehead here in the station, don't they?
I think it's Tucker.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Either Tucker or Louie, one of the two.
There's one here in the house. On the other side of that, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D coming out October the 5th.
Oh, good, yeah. good.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Halloween 3D, a few weeks later, that'll be on the 26th. So I was hoping that they could come up with one more way to make that movie again. Toby Hooper, is that right?
Yes.
Yep, that's it. Filmed up there near Austin. A couple of things that are, well, three things, really, they're kind of transformational that we'll tell you about. Number one is that the world may soon have a new richest person, and it could be a female. We may have a world's richest person being a female. Her name, Gina Rinehart. She is an Australian mining tycoon, projected by Forbes magazine to have a net worth of $100 billion. Carlos Slim is number one right now at $74 billion. Bill Gates way on back at 56. Eat my dust.
Poor.
Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg, 13.5. Currently, she's only worth $9 billion, making her the wealthiest person in Australia. But her value is rising quickly because high iron ore prices and increased exports to China. Although she inherited the company, Hancock Prospecting, from her dad, allegedly it was in shambles when she took it over. She spent 20 years turning it around, so just telling you. Then, a couple of other things that are transformational. This is a pretty big day. I'd say on this date in history, but Tom would be leaving by now. But
zing!
Hey, he beat me out the door yesterday.
Well, I had someplace I had to be.
Oh,
really quick.
Because one of our coworkers said, you know, I was listening to him on the radio in the parking lot, and by the time I walked into the elevator, he was already walking out of the elevator going somewhere.
Oh, you ought to see me at 6 in the evening.
Yeah, there. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
that's right. Chip and I racing in the elevator at the same time.
Transistors were developed by the scientists at Bell Labs, 1948. Think about that. Think about if your iPhone had one of those big tubes on the back of it.
You thought it got warm playing Angry Birds now.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. You'd be having to wait for your computer to warm up. Turn that puppy on at 6 so you could use it at 7. But anyway.
It's like our copier now.
Yeah. And, you know, the copier that we have here is great. You punch a button, it says, wait a while.
Yeah, wait a while. And it's got the got the picture of the space shuttle taken off.
Because, yeah, they're like, we have you know, like new people who are 19 years old who come in and work. What's that?
What's that thing?
Yeah.
Anyway. This guy passed away on Saturday, but I just found out about it this morning. This man has impacted a whole bunch of people's lives, and he deserves every penny that he earned for his invention. His name is George Ballas. Do you know who he is?
Yeah. If you were listening to the news about 45 minutes ago,
right,
you would have heard it.
Exactly.
Did he invent the ballast?
No. He invented the weed eater.
Oh.
He was 85. Did he die of natural causes, I guess?
I'm sure he did. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He got the idea while he was in a car wash, watching the brushes spin around. Okay. Now, I had heard that he worked for the Texas Highway Department.
May have. Yeah. I don't know what his background was.
Yeah. And anyway, the idea was, hey, you know, those bristles, we of course all know how the weed eater works now, but at that time, that's pretty revolutionary. Punched a hole in a can, stuck some fishing line through there, and there we go. Done and done. He hooked it to an edger, and that's how he came up with it. And again, I don't know how many millions he was worth, but that guy, all you had to do is have the little clippers and do that for a time in your life, and that guy deserved everything.
He also, I mean, his invention at least did what precious few inventions are able to do, and that is they become the term for what they accomplish.
Sure.
You don't say, I'm going out to buy a gas-powered line trimmer.
Right.
I'm going out to buy a weed eater. whether that is the brand you purchase or not.
Yep, yep, yep. Go over there and weed eat that.
Yep.
Go do that right there.
And, where's your daddy? Oh, he's outside weed eating.
Now, and do you remember before this happened, the revolutionary things that they came up with? Because, again, all you had to have was those giant snippers, you know, and you'd have to get out on your knees and clip along the driveway or clip along the sidewalk. But some brainiac came up with a deal that was on a pole, but it still had the clippers at the bottom.
So you didn't have to bend down?
Yeah, exactly. So that was the revolutionary thing that they'd moved on to do.
They call it a back saver.
Wow, isn't that wonderful? So, yeah, got that. Hey, here's a shocker for you. According to Nielsen's report, how teens use media, myths and realities, teenagers out-text all other age groups. I know you're shocked. I know you're shocked. In the first quarter of this year, teens, that would be ages 13 to 17. I don't know what happened to 18 and 19, but ages 13 to 17 sent an average.
If you ask them, they're adults.
Yeah, of course they are. Sent an average of how many mobile texts per month? How many?
Per person?
Yeah, average. Average per month. You better think high.
Hang on just a second.
You're going to do a little math here?
Yeah, I'm doing
a little. Going to cipher?
I'm going to say
naught times
3,000.
Naught. That's pretty good. You're about 10% off. 3,364. Again, this is the average. So what's that number? What's that relate to? Let's see. If you got 30 days.
30 days, 330 a day. Or 330, yeah, 336 a day.
Think about it.
Because I was thinking about 300 a day.
Yeah. Think about
it. Excuse me, I'm sorry. About 100 a day is what I was thinking. Yeah. Times 30 days would be 3,000.
3,364 per month. More than
double
the
rate. So about 110 per day.
Yeah, more than double the rate of the next demo, which is 18 to 24, is they're doing about 1,600 texts per month.
And is that's just sending out, right? That's not receiving.
I think that's probably right. Yeah. So there you are, how they're using the product. It's 747.